What up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Yeah, But Still.
We're double header mode.
Yeah, we could have lied. We could have definitely used the magic of Hollywood to not let them know that, but we are recording two episodes back to back.
Movie magic.
Yeah.
But, no, I've got a flight.
You're going home to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I've got a flight. Because Brandon's
a baby that has to go see his mommy and daddy.
What, are you not? Are you not seeing your mommy and daddy?
Fucking never, dude. Oh, I'm not some kind of pussy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Brandon's a baby that talks to his mommy and daddy.
Are you calling your parents? Yeah, I'm too busy having phone sex. Yeah, I don't know about that, man. I just have phone sex.
Oh, yeah, like, dude. Babes. Fuck yeah, dude. I've been calling them all the time, dude.
I was thinking right before, I'm in a very good mood. I am in like the proper mood to be doing a doubleheader of podcasting. But
wait, what about, I'm interrupting you to say, what if phone sex lines did like sales call type things where like they try to trick you into it? I'm surprised they don't.
How?
Just instead of a guy being like, sir, you're being charged for tax evasion. It's just like, Brandon, hi, I'm so horny. Like that would work. I think that would work on you, brother.
That would maybe work. No, and then that like 30 work. Seconds. That wouldn't work on me. Come on.
You'd be like, wait, who is this?
No, I mean like,
who is this?
No, I'm not like, I.
You would hang up.
I'm addicted to babes, but like, you know.
You would be.
I have standards.
You would be like, I'm interested.
I'm not
but
just like.
But after you realize it would be a.
Sex.
God, give me any sex.
Well, yeah, like I, you know, I'm addicted to smart, talented babes that I respect.
Sure.
But
just getting called like that. And they're like, I'm going to start charging right now.
Just cold calling?
Yeah, cold calling.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, that
I'm
would
into
be
that.
Cool.
Also, I'm into the guy I was just being a second ago, which is like a guy who hasn't matured from like like weird 13-year-old ideas of like what is cool and badass.
Uh-huh.
I don't talk to my mom or dad, dude. I haven't talked to them since I was 15. I'm not a pussy.
This is what you're describing. I was just thinking about this right before we were podcasting is just like dudes who like love being pissed off.
Oh yeah.
That's very strange to me where I'm in a great mood and I love being in a great mood.
Yeah.
But there's people that actively are like, no, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm mad. Mm-hmm. There's like, I mean, that's like a lot of comedians. They're like, their whole thing is.
That was really, it was mainstream big in the 90s.
Yeah.
Which I think we've talked about on there.
But
the
yeah,
Kid Rock middle finger era.
It's sort of, there's like a lot of, and I think Kyle Kinane is hilarious, but there's a lot of post Kinane comics that are like kind of copying that model where it's just a lot of like, yeah, I don't know, man. I like beer. I love beer and I have a beard. I have a beard and I love drinking beer. I have a beard and I love drinking beer and I, oh man, you ever just eat a burger at 3 a.m.? Oh, I'm trash. Oh man, I'm trash. I'm like a, I, you know, you ever just eat a pizza and the toppings are just sadness and loneliness? Like that's a huge genre of stand-up comedy.
I am not as big of a stand-up head as you, so I actually don't know what genre you're referring to, but
oh,
I like
wow.
it.
But you like it.
I like this
you like
guy.
It. You're into it.
You ever just sit in your truck?
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's offshoots of this? I guess I looked him up.
Oh,
I don't
you didn't
know, who
know
he is.
About.
He looks.
Yeah.
He looks like Shane Smith.
No, like most, not most, but like. A very big amount of like Chicago comics.
Oh yeah,
kind of do their own version of Kinane. Like there's certain people that there's a bunch of people doing Kinane. There's a bunch of people doing.
What's the like? Summarize it a bit. I'm very fascinated right now.
It's
especially
just,
when you said the C word, Chicago, because
it's just
there's a lot of types of people there.
It's guys who like he created a model of like, and he's Kyle. I respect him a lot and like, you know, we like I see him around and I like him and he's a good dude, but there he sort of created a genre of like drunk like guys who like are drunks who like tell stories about like being a degenerate, you know, just stories about like, oh, that time I got super trash. And it's funny when he does it, but like a lot of other people have like, they saw Kyle Kinane do it and they saw that it works. And so now
does he probably,
like,
I would have to guess that he's a comic that tells like pretty grand, good drunk guy stories of like a person who's lived a very fascinating life. That he, you know, he met, I've wrestled a bear kind of thing, like, and then, but then you get like the random open micers are like, oh, I'm going to do that. But for me, it's just like, dude, fucking, I was at the bar the other night. I was waiting for my friend. Oh, I told my friends to come meet me there, but my phone wasn't working very well. They never came, but I did. I stayed there and I just drank, dude. And I tried talking to a girl, but I think I must have been pretty drunk because I think she was probably dropping some signs that I wasn't picking up to leave her alone. And her friends kind of roughed me up a bit, dude. And you know when I just got some burgers and ever have one of those nights, man? Fucking crazy stuff. I ended up going to jail for assault.
Right. You just sort of like
I served time. That's not the first time it's happened.
That is like, that's definitely that's like a type. For sure.
Yeah.
Like that is like, there's like, it's funny. Yeah. Like a lot of open micers who like, they see like Kyle Kinane or Bert Kreischer, they're guys that like tell good drunk guy stories.
Yeah.
But then there's a bunch of like alcoholics that do open mics that are like, I can do that. And then it's just like a sad alcoholic.
Yeah.
A lot of, also another big genre is like sort of guys that like, you know, saw like Louis or Bill Burr do like bits that like you can only do if you've been doing stand up for like 20 something years, where you say, you like make a point that where you're like, oh, like women are overrated or whatever, like some wild shit. And then you justify it by the joke being very funny. But then there's like dudes that like try to do that like a month in.
Yes.
It's like, oh no, like this is, no, you can't, you know.
You just reminded me of a weird tale from my past, and also
what?
A couple connected things.
Sure.
Well, Felix gave me, our friend Felix has been on the podcast many times.
Yes.
He gave me an offhand compliment on tour that really, I took it to heart. It was like one of the best compliments. He said, Jack, your stories are, you're like basically a liar guy whose stories are true.
Wow. And
I was like, that's an amazing compliment for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually,
that's beautiful.
That's a good way to be viewed.
Yeah.
Because I do have like weirdo stories, and I don't, they're not liar guy stories.
Yeah.
But they have the signs of them.
Sure.
But anyway, we were talking about like the depressed drunks, and it just took me back to like, just like this weird moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's even like a story. It's just a thing that happened.
Yeah.
It was very weird. Like, one of those where it happened and I didn't even fully have time to like process it till later and realize how weird it was.
Yeah.
So I was on this documentary. This is when I was like a random cameraman.
Okay.
Young. I was a young man. I might have been freshly 21.
Yeah.
But we were in Vegas and we had to shoot at, for whatever reason, we were shooting at a bar on the outskirts of Vegas. And let me tell you, it is fucking dark. You were still in mainstream Vegas, but like, I'm talking like where locals hang out is so fucking dark, dude.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, so dark.
Uh-huh.
So we go to, and mind you, these bars are open 24 hours there. So we have a 6 a.m. shoot.
Okay.
And so it's around, we show up at 6 a.m., start loading shit in, and it's around 8 a.m. and they're finally like are clearing it out for us. They're going to close up for a little bit. And there's a guy that's like still drinking at the bar, and he's like, I'm looking at him. I'm like, dude, it's fucking 8 a.m. and like, he's been here and he's still going.
Right.
So that's like very dark.
Yeah.
And so I somehow get tasked with being the one that's like, hey man, can we get this guy out of here so we can shoot?
Uh-huh.
And the bartender's like, I've told him like 20 times, man.
Yeah.
Like, you could try to like tip him to leave. Like, you could try to pay him to leave.
Yeah.
But like, he's not leaving. And so like, I forget how it worked, but like, I talked to him and he kind of like threw a big fit and was like, oh, get the, fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so he stumbles out of the bar and like, I'm like worried about him actually.
Yeah.
Cause he's like, he seems like a fucking wreck.
Yeah.
He's like a middle-aged white dude in a suit. Like, he looks like the classic, like, my wife just left me.
Yeah.
And I'm here drinking by myself. And so he stumbles off in the street. I help him get into a cab.
Yeah.
And then I rush in, or I go back into the bar like, okay, thank God. And I noticed that he spilled a bunch of stuff by his seat, and like, it was kind of like miscellaneous shit,
uh-huh.
like no credit cards or anything, but I run back out and he's like long gone.
Yeah.
So I was like, who is that guy? And like, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
And so like, I put this stuff, and like, I don't really remember the logistics, but the bartender like didn't want any of this stuff, like lost and found wise.
Oh.
He's like, it's fucking trash, just throw it out.
Yeah.
And I think I like put it in my pocket to like eventually throw it out. But then later on in the day, I pull it out and it is just trash.
Right.
It's just basically like receipts and trash. But okay. In there, I pull it out, a CIA ID card.
Holy shit.
Without a name on it. It's a like a magnetic card to get into the CIA offices.
Oh,
with
man.
Like several insane warning labels and seals.
Yeah.
Of like, like it's like a crime to possess it.
Yeah.
And like,
holy shit.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And I like looked online at like the novelty ones and stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure it was real.
Yeah. It's a man with government secrets.
And like, yeah, this man was like, it's crazy. I should actually tell Felix that story because he's obsessed with the CIA guys.
Yeah.
But it was a weird turn of events. And I found the card later. So I was like, oh, that really drastically changes things. And that man is like possibly starting coups in other countries on our behalf.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like a weirdo.
He's had people killed.
Possibly. Maybe that's why he's drinking.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know why.
Or maybe
he had
that's
it.
Why he's had people killed is because he was drinking.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know. Maybe he just had it randomly. It wasn't even his. I have no clue.
Yeah.
But it was just like a weirdo moment in my life. Like, that's a liar.
Yeah. Like, right. I see how that, like, that sounds fake.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, why would I make that up?
Why would you make that up?
Yeah.
No, it's too specific.
And I may or may not still have the card. Not going to say one way or the other.
Okay.
On air. Let's just say.
Let's fucking, dude, what if we
let's
fucking.
Let's just say I've been working for the CIA.
Yeah.
I've been sneaking in there and maybe pulling a couple strings.
I've been sneaking in there and doing a bunch of work for free.
I've been committing. Listen, this is just a secret between me, you, and our podcast audience. But I've been sneaking in there ever since then. And I've been working at the CIA for free. And I've been committing heinous war crimes. Like, I'm going, I'm sneaking. I think it'd be cool to go in there one day and be like, dude, I'm going to fucking pretend I work here, brother. This is me. Such a sick prank.
Yeah.
And then they accept me in there. And they're just like, okay, we're going to have to bomb some kids. Why do we have to do that? Don't ask questions. This is just what we need to do. We need to drone them.
What can I say?
Okay. Look. I work here now. I had to go along with it.
I mean, it's a living.
It's a living. I'm not getting paid for it, technically.
You're like you were fully not getting paid.
Trying to explain that one
to
my friends.
You were losing entire days.
It was a prank. It was all supposed to be a prank.
Who was this a prank on?
It was going to be a prank on you guys.
I was pranking the CIA.
I was going to own the CIA. But I ended up working there for 13 years.
Oh, wait. I hear sirens in the distance.
Uh-oh, are they coming for me?
Yeah,
they're coming for the badge.
Yeah, they heard.
Uh-oh. Well, I never said if I have it still or not.
Yeah, you never said. You never said.
Yeah.
Folks, you never said. We're gonna.
Now you got me scared, brother.
Yeah.
We've had him wiretap for years. Damn. That happens, like, literally the exact same thing happens to me that happened to you with the FBI.
Oh, right.
It's just me with the CIA.
They pull up with the pod clip.
Was that on Patreon?
Yeah, we talked about
folks,
that on
if
the
you're
Patreon.
Not members of our Patreon, you are missing some spicy stories.
Yeah, if you're not, I mean, if this is,
way too
this
hot.
Might be, a, well, we're recording two episodes. This might
we
be
don't
the
know
free
which,
episode
if it's the
or
Patreon
the Patreon.
Look,
we don't
even
know.
More reason to
Look,
sign
folks,
up, folks.
Yeah.
Even more reason to sign
up. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Is it?
We're living on the
which
edge.
Which one is it?
We're living on the
which
edge.
Which one is it? I don't know. It's a doubleheader.
This is called improv, folks.
We do a doubleheader and then we figure out whichever one is shittier. You have to pay for
it. No, sometimes they're the better ones.
That's the thing. No, I do think that a lot of times the Patreon episodes are the better ones.
Yeah.
Because
it's nice knowing you're behind the paywall.
Sure.
We get all the nasty
stuff.
Let
your nuts hang.
Oh, they're hanging.
But, yeah.
They're hanging out there.
We got our Patreon. Our nuts on the table every Patreon episode.
In the Patreon community section, some juicy stuff on there.
It's fun. It's a fun community.
I love it. I'm very active on there. I try to read all the posts, folks. It's good stuff.
You read it.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's my liar guide story for the... But it's not, I'm not lying.
No, I know. I believe you.
Mostly it's a memory because it stuck out to me originally as just like, oh, dude, people really do drink like that. Mm-hmm. Like...
Yeah.
I mean, I was still young. Like...
Right.
I wasn't that young, but...
Well, that's like the thing that I don't under... I mean, I guess like... I think I have a mildly addictive personality, but like at no point have I ever like... I've never drank to the point of like doing anything like psychotic. Like anytime that we're... You know, like I've had friends be like, yeah, man, dude, I was trash. I threw a lamp. And it's like, yeah, what? Don't do that thing that makes you throw lamps.
My body shuts down before that.
Right.
Like it would make me puke or go home before I did anything real silly.
Yeah. That's like your body's way of telling you, hey, don't throw a lamp.
Yeah. Some people don't have the switch, though.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah. I'm good at it. I'm good at drinking.
That was like a thing in high school. Remember? Well, you didn't really drink in high school.
No. I didn't at all.
Drinking in high school, there was always like, there are too many wild cards.
Right.
Like that just like had two beers and would do that stuff.
Right.
I'm talking like they have like some schnapps.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like crying and breaking stuff.
They drank two O'Doul's.
Yeah.
Nobody's told them what O'Doul's is.
Oh, that's a liar guy story right there.
What?
Just like there's always, that's a format of story. Be like, dude, my cousins threw a kegger with O'Doul's. And
everybody was being drunk.
Being drunk. And then they revealed it. They're like, it's non-alcoholic. And it owned.
Yeah.
Pranked.
That's
a format of, there's like,
I mean, it's not epic.
There's stories that exist in every town for some reason. Yeah. Pre-internet memes.
Yeah.
Like I'm confident that every town has a story where it's like a haunted place
mm-hmm.
where if you park your car and you like, there's variations, but like you pour powder on your car and put it in neutral and like your car will move and you see handprints on your car. There's like something like that I've heard in like millions of places.
Okay, that's fucked up.
You never heard one like that?
No.
I'm sure people on the pod have heard versions of that.
Wow.
Because I've like heard that story in multiple cities.
Yeah.
And it's like a specific intersection. And I'd be like, oh damn, there's one of those in Chicago too.
Yeah.
In Florida. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still got a... I need to go back and listen to the Halloween episode.
You haven't listened to my Halloween episode?
I know.
Bro.
I know it was, you worked really hard on
that's
it.
That's wronging me in some way. I just don't have a word for it yet.
I'm going to listen to it on the flight.
You should. Yeah, it's good.
I will.
Good spooky stories.
I'm excited.
And the leaves are still, you know, Thanksgiving is really just positive Halloween, you know?
Halloween is positive Halloween.
It's true, but it's dark and...
Yeah.
You know, Thanksgiving is lighthearted, but still autumnal, right?
Yeah.
Autumn vibes. I'm looking forward to it. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
If this is going to be the main episode next week, then it was last Thursday.
Yeah. Again, but this is double header wherein.
Well, Brandon's leaving. He's a baby. He has to go see his mommy.
The free episode we'll see
who comes over for Thanksgiving with your family.
Thanksgiving it's just the core family.
You're just the core fam.
Yeah,
you like, guys don't have
there's no like
really
there's no wild card uncles and aunts coming through. It's just the core. Yeah,
really.
Yeah, why is that so shocking?
I don't know, because I don't know many people who do that, first of all.
Yeah,
but also I'm actually remembering, honestly, I'm going to flatter you here. One of my favorite Brandon jokes of all time. This is pre-podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to remember exactly what you said, but it was something like, I'm going to butcher it.
Okay.
But it was like, Christmas with my family is a lot like the USA Network. Characters welcome.
Yeah, that's it. What? Yeah, that's like literally like that's me making a bad joke on purpose.
I loved it. That was so funny.
Yeah, and again, once again, not yeah, I would yeah, by the way, not a joke that I told like on stage.
No.
This is just like a like throwaway like bad tweet.
It was so good.
I love how much you love that.
Please tell me it's still alive.
I think it's still around. Okay, good. Yeah.
I'll retweet it.
Yeah. Find my old characters welcome to.
I'll throw you a casual.
Classic artsy.
Why is Jack retweeting a 2-year-old Brandon Wardell tweet for pleasure?
Yeah. Huh.
I'm looking for the angle here. It's just a pretty good tweet.
I mean, yeah, like, I used to do this thing where I would just constantly tweet bad shit on purpose, and I've trained myself to not do that.
I mean, I think that was a good thing.
Yeah, which is good. But, because, like, that's just, like, a thing that, like, I think that's a lot of irony Twitter is just people that, like, fully have been, like, irony poisoned to, like, a point that there's no turning back.
I hope you didn't delete it. What was the actual tweet?
Just search, if you search characters welcome on my account, should be. Did I delete it?
Oh man, it was such a fire one. Did you have multiple?
Nah. I think it was. Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, damn. Well, it'll live forever on the.
In your memories.
Yeah.
Did I delete it?
Bro, I mean that was a hot one. You shouldn't have.
Damn. I wiped a lot of tweets.
That was a good one. All right. Anyway, we should stop reading your old tweets on the podcast. Get off your phone. I'll get off the computer.
Yeah.
That was a good one, though, folks.
It was a good one.
Anyway, that was a conversation I wanted to have.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. I wanted to hear the Thanksgiving vibe. You really don't have anybody over at all?
No, just the core four.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
Is that weird?
Johnny doesn't come in the mix? I guess he doesn't live there.
No, he like.
Do you guys have family in the area?
No, they live in Washington, like,
state. Actual Washington, right, not Washington, right. D.C.
So, there's no, I don't know. And I was just there, too.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like, I am a little annoyed that I have to, like, go back.
Cancel it, dude. Don't be a bitch.
I should fucking, you know.
Ooh, you need to go on your mommy's lap.
We were just in that basement.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, we were just doing those, like, DC shows.
Dude, if you left, like, an open can of Sprite down there,
yeah.
Like, you could go, it'd tomorrow, you could take a sip, there. It'll be pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be a little carbonated.
Right. It'll just be, like.
There's some beer, there's definitely some open beers. If your mom didn't clean them up, take a sip of those old beers.
Ooh.
It wouldn't kill you.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah, get, oh, dude, I'm about
to
get.
Oh, fuck yeah, I found a beer from us.
Oh, fuck yes. I'm about to get fucking trashed on some beer from November 6th.
Opened beer.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. The Corona's still here.
Score. Yes.
You buy, like, our old chips and stuff, too.
Yeah. That's a sad scene.
Oh, you gotta do it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, I didn't have... My aunt would occasionally bring, like, weird people. My aunt was, like...
Like, just freaks?
She would bring, like, I think she brought some people that she met in, like, AA or something.
What?
Occasionally. It'd be some, like, wild cards.
Like, just a friend from AA?
Yeah, but, like, not even, like, a full friend. I remember a lady came one time, and I was, like, pretty young.
Yeah.
I was, like, a little baffled. But I remember, like, at some point she decided she wanted to dip, like, just to leave. Uh-huh. And she was, like, posted in our front lawn, like,
yeah.
I don't, like, waiting for a cab. Mind you, this is, like, in the suburbs. Like, I don't know, uh-huh. Like, not a place where you could, like, hail a cab. Uh-huh. But I remember just, like, seeing her out the window, like, hey, she's just still out there. She was there for a long time on the curb.
Yeah, like, that takes, like, 20 minutes
to get, like, in the suburbs. I don't think she called, like, a cab. I think she was, like,
just standing.
She was sitting down. Like, that was the weirder move. This is an adult. What's she doing in our yard? I mean, I don't know. I don't really have any. Mm-hmm. My family would get in a lot of fights, like, big.
Oh.
Like, big grand fights.
Oh, that's rough.
Like, family fights.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is rough, but, like, when you're... I grew up curious.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, like... Unless my mom cried or something, it was, like, entertaining for me for a while. Because I would play, like, spy.
Right.
I was young, but I would, like, piece together.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what are they fighting about? You know? So I would, like, you know, crawl, sneak Navy SEAL style.
Yeah.
And, like, peek my ear on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try to... You know, try to understand what's going on. They're having like adult fights, and out here swears. I'd be like, "Oh, shoot! Did they just say the S word?"
Yeah. Hearing your parent—that is. Oh, you're unearthing some childhood memories.
What do you got?
Mine. Well, because I remember, so like I was like goody two shoes for a minute.
Yeah.
As people know from like the Toon Zone posts that we've talked about, yes, and shit like that. But there was like, I remember I was like 7 years old. My mom was talking to her sister on AIM.
Oh, okay.
And I saw her type shit. Like I saw her type.
Such a funny thing to visually imagine. Keep
type
going.
Like shit or like fuck or something. And I literally did not know you could spell curse words without asterisks.
Oh my God.
Like I thought that you had to like star out. I thought that fuck was spelled F asterisk asterisk asterisk.
That's how you thought it was spelled?
Yes. I thought that is how you in English spelled curse words. That you had to like put asterisks over the words, over the letters.
Oh my God.
And so I saw her type the word and was like, what? Like, you can spell these words and you will not be smited by the Lord? Like, there was like a year when I was a kid where I was like, I was religious.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I remember... I think I talked about this? There was like, I vividly remember having a conversation at church, after church, talking to some kid being like, God is awesome. Like, dude, like, God is so cool.
Yeah. That's so funny imagining you.
Like, just standing Jesus Christ.
Like, also, that sounds like such a narc reaction. It sounds like you're like... You're like undercover in a church. Like, you're trying to talk to a Christian. Be like, dude, don't you love God though?
Yeah, I love God though. Yeah,
dude, like, isn't God great?
Yeah. Oh my God.
How about that guy? But yeah.
I want to dab for the Lord.
Yeah. I think. Well, I do. I went to church as a kid too. I think Sunday school is just terrible. Like, yeah. Because I'm not a person that makes fun of, like, religion.
No.
Like,
no,
I think
yeah.
that's kind of, like, hack. Like, the sure. atheist guy.
Right.
Like, oh, you believe in a space monster in the sky?
Oh, a fucking guy with a white beard.
Oh, the flying spaghetti monster.
Yeah, like, that is...
I moved the Bible to the fiction section.
That shit, yeah.
But, like, I do think that Sundays, you know, they toss you in Sunday school, like, pretty early. And quite frankly...
Too early. And
I wouldn't blame
about
my parents because, like, it is free babysitting for a little bit. Yeah. So I'll give them that.
Yeah.
But I do recall, like, in my early childhood, thinking that God, the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, and the Tooth Fairy were all, like, interconnected up there.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like,
in heaven.
Yeah. Like, I looked at, like, Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and stuff as, like, archangels. Up there with like Jesus and God, and there's like a rank system.
Uh-huh.
Like, because they tie, you know, they attach like
to
a lot
like
of
Christian
and
holidays.
The way they teach you Christianity as a child is like very simplified and similar to how they teach you the stuff they've tied into Santa, where it's just like basically to prevent you from being bad, like from doing silly little things,
right?
But yeah, for me, it was like, oh, Santa and God. And the Easter Bunny, they're all watching to make sure, like, if I kick dirt at my sister, I won't get Christmas presents. I'll get coal. And, like, that's, like, I'll be dealing with Santa during Christmas.
That's the original surveillance state.
Possibly God is, so, like, that is all to say that, like, when I found out that, actually, the Tooth Fairy is what I found out was fake the first time.
Right.
That was the first person, then they all fell right after it.
It was, I found out
I was probably like a little too old
at the same time. Because it was like some kid told me about Santa like at school.
Yeah.
And then I came home and was like, guys, like Connor told me that Santa's not real. And then my mom started crying.
My mom like that too.
Like, no, like, because it feels like a loss of innocence, but it's like, it's fine.
Well,
I kept my innocence for a very long time post Santa.
Yes.
Like, you know.
To the point where your parents are probably like, Brandon, you gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta, come on.
Yeah, come
do
on.
Do something bad.
Yeah, right.
But please go TP a house, Brandon.
Yeah.
Please turn off the Grinch.
By the way, oh, dude, but wait, I do want to real quick. Okay. Quick aside, we can get right back into it. Just while Grinch is on my mind, the new Grinch is bullshit. Fuck the Grinch.
Oh, the new
Fuck
one.
Fuck the
yeah.
new Grinch. Fuck that. He looks too good.
Yeah.
They made him look too good. He's supposed to have termites in his teeth.
Yeah.
The original Grinch was fucking sick.
Disgusting. Yeah.
He was a sick creature.
We don't need a swag Grinch.
Yeah, I hate this fucking clean white teeth. He has white teeth. They gave the Grinch white teeth.
My man does
movie.
Not use
this is fucked.
Whitening strips.
So fucked.
Yeah.
He has termites in his teeth.
Yeah.
That's in the song.
Yeah.
And now it's, I guess, like they
this
have
is not
like,
canon.
I think they have like a this hip, you know, it's like all Pharrell, Tyler, the Creator music now.
Yeah, just like,
which is like,
he's wearing golf.
Right.
Okay, wait, we can go back to the Grinch, but yes, I opened a wound.
So
I opened a wound. I need to let it scar over,
yes,
you
please
know?
Do, please.
But I do, like, when I realized, yes. I think I had a Connor in my life who told me it was fake,
yes.
you know? But I think my parents, like, that probably came too early. And yeah. they're like, oh, yeah, I mean, he's probably, yeah, well, he's going to get coal. You know, like, they told me, like, some uh-huh. smooth lie. I'm like, oh, you're right. But then, like, I don't know. It's probably the right age to find out, but I think, like, yeah. I consciously believed
sure.
further after I had some evidence that it wasn't.
Yeah.
But my mom was reading a book to me out loud, like some book I had to read for, I got from the school library or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was a part in it where, like, it's a scene where the mom is, like, being the tooth fairy, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, she puts the money under the kid's pillow. But, like, here's... My mom goofed hard. This summarizes my mom's personality.
Yeah.
Like, I have really bad ADD. And
right.
I was undiagnosed at this time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was fucking zoning out in that book. Like, not paying attention.
Yeah, just
so, like, she's talking
the
about the she's talking about tooth fairy and the scene. And then, like, she's doing this. And then she, like, gets to this part. And she goes, like, freezes and looks at me. And she, like, starts to tear up. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, nothing. I was like, what's wrong? And then she's kind of like, she's like, I'm sorry. I was like, what are you talking?
Wow.
She's like, the tooth fairy. I was like, what? But I was like,
wow.
Like, she had like,
mom slipped.
In that like split second, she had like millions of moments to recover from
right.
it and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I was kind of baffled because I was like barely paying attention.
Right.
Or she could have been like, oh, weird. Why are they? Yeah, this is a book. It's fake. Like,
right.
you know. But then she like told me that.
That's
and I felt more bad for her because she was like really sad. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I guess that makes sense
because right.
it's the tooth fairy. But then, like, the dumbass moment for me, I was like, Santa Claus is real, though, right?
Yeah,
she was like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, no way.
No. Well, because that's like the yeah,
okay,
that's
the tooth fairy is a little wild, but
you'd hear about
Easter
like,
money, though, that's not made up.
Like, you would get like a quarter from the tooth fairy, and then you'd hear about like. The one, like, the rich kid that got, like, a $20 bill
the
from
tooth
the tooth
fairy. The tooth fairy is bullshit,
like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's, and I don't
this,
even know how I...
This house of cards is collapsing fast.
I don't know how that didn't fuck with me, because, like,
yeah.
we didn't get crazy stuff for Christmas. My parents, like, didn't spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I would get, like, you know, like, crayons and, like, you know, weird, like the knockoff versions of toys.
Yeah.
And my friends would have, like, get, like, a freaking go-kart.
Right.
I don't know how I wasn't, like...
Yeah.
Thinking, damn, why does Santa Claus love them more than me?
Yeah. Like, why did Santa Claus give me a Mad Catz controller?
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, my boy got a Wavebird.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I
mean, like, you bring up an interesting point with the pop culture stuff, because I do think that, like, movies and TV, there's so many conflicting Santa mythologies.
Yes.
Where, like, you're watching... Around Christmas, and I was like, I was obviously a freak who is addicted to television.
Yes,
watching so much goddamn TV, and so I'd watch like, you know, 10 Christmas specials, and all of them have their own different version of like what Santa does and like what his whole deal is, and like if you watch like the Santa Claus, the Tim Allen film,
yeah.
You know, you have this idea of like, oh, you can only like whoever the current Santa Claus is, the old Santa Claus died on their roof and they put on the costume and now they're Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And then that you just but then you're like you watch another thing and you're like, OK, but Santa's this way in this thing. And like, I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up.
I wonder how much it fucks with your head.
Because there's no
like,
consistent Santa canon.
I wonder if there's been studies of like what it does
to your brain.
Because I really do think it does.
Like,
and this
would
was,
you tell
by
your...
the way, all of this was leading up to saying like for the Sunday school thing, for me to be taught all of that in conjunction with each other.
Yeah.
And then for them to tell me, oh, all four of those are made up.
Yeah.
But the
God
religion
is
real.
Yeah.
That part's real.
Yeah.
Like
no,
that was
God
like
is real.
Hard for me as a kid.
Yeah.
Because it's like you then you like, if you're going to be religious later, you have to like
okay,
you have to
what?
Relearn it. Like you have to relearn it in like an adult way.
Yeah. You can't because they teach you about Jesus and Santa at the same time.
Yeah.
Of course that fucks with your that's, you know, pick one.
Yeah. And also, total side note, not total side note, this is actually very related. I was reinforced by my, like, my grandpa weirdly reinforced it, but I have two grandpas, one who's, like, very funny and
brag
very silly.
Much?
Yeah. Wow, weird flex, but okay, brother. but
okay,
no, okay,
so
I have,
two
like,
grandpas.
One was, like, really
care
funny.
If it was real grandpas.
Yeah, I don't care if they're real grandpas. Okay. I don't care if they're for real grandpas. That could be the episode title. We'll see. Oh, man. Anyway. No, but I had like one who is like my the one who I saw the most was like World War II veteran that like very like kind of like a mean, not mean, but like put it this way. There's like a lot of like stories of him like physically throwing police officers off of his property. Like weird. He's like that type of guy. Yeah. Like weird. And then they're like, they leave.
Right.
But like physically throwing them off his lawn. Just like, you can't be here. Like,
yeah.
He's like that. Right. And like, kind of like, I knew he was in the war, but like, I like later when I was like old enough, I kind of like pieced together like, oh, he's in like this battle. I think grandpa might have killed some people, like a good amount.
Yeah.
But like, and you could tell. Right. But anyway, so he's like very serious and like taught me to shoot a gun when I was very young, like five.
Okay.
But he's like not one to mess around.
Yeah.
Or any goofing.
Yeah.
But he did goof on me like twice.
Yeah.
And it super reinforced my beliefs.
Yeah.
He did he would for Christmas, he would like have this map and like very matter of factly, like, I don't even think he's capable of being funny. So like, it was just serious. He would like tell us where Santa was at the time, but in like a real like army kind of way, you know?
Oh,
like,
shit. That was, because they had that nomad tracker also online.
Oh, this was pre-internet for me.
Yeah.
But like, but he would do that. But then like the wildest one was like, I was little and I was staying at their house. This was not even Easter. It was like a week before Easter.
Sure.
And he like runs into the house like scared and like upset. He's like, Jack, get out here. And like is like all upset because like somebody was in the yard and like just doing this like home invasion kind of routine. And he was like, I chased him and like just went over the fence, like, get your BB gun. We're like looking around. And then he like tells me like, I like find an egg. And like he has eggs. Basically, he's like, oh, my, was it the Easter Bunny? But like he's still like serious.
I like that.
And kind of like mad.
Yeah.
And then I start finding eggs all over. This was amazing for me. Right. Because I was like scared.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, wait, it was the Easter Bunny. And
oh
like they had like an egg hunt for me.
Yeah.
But like for me, I was like telling I was like 4 or 5.
Right.
But so I was at school like Easter Bunny came to my grandpa's house early.
Ugh.
And I believed like so I believed pretty hard. Like he got me on that. Like he reaffirmed it heavily because he's not like a guy who lies or like gets into any wackiness like that. So I was like really sold on it. And then it was just like very, looking back on it now, it's very weird that like everybody you know lies to you blatantly about something for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get old enough, like, you know, like the shitty kid in your class tells you it's fake. And then you have to go home and there's like, we made that shit up.
Yeah.
For you to like.
Everyone you ever loved and trusted.
Yeah.
So and that's like that's the question, you know. A
like
lot
how
of,
does that affect you? Like, really?
No, I do wonder like, okay. Like, just on a moral level, like, you know, fellas, what you doing? Are you telling your son or daughter if Santa is real?
Yeah.
Are you making them believe in Santa from the jump? Or, because there is, the magic of Santa is beautiful.
It was good, yeah. But also, it's like, you know, getting presents is the cool part.
Sure.
Like, you, I would be still pretty stoked just opening the presents. Like, I'm pretty sure it'd be the same.
Yeah.
And, like...
But, like, if you tell that your kid from the jump, like, you know, don't tell the other kid.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either, you know.
It's, yeah, I don't know. It's all, everything. Because
you know your
all,
kid would break that.
Yeah, it's all just built on deception.
It and is like, just like, I don't know what it did.
But it is, I did enjoy those years where I was believing in Santa.
Maybe.
Those were fun years.
I think maybe a good happy medium is, like, letting him believe, but a light version of it. I think it's like it gets too elaborate, you know?
Yeah, because
when you start believing like the weird side canon details and like all the movies.
Like what reindeers like, are, because like there was that one special Olive, the other reindeer.
Oh, they're like adding reindeer.
Where it's like Olive. Yeah, his name's Olive.
Some kids believe in like other, they know of like other characters that you don't know about, like the North Pole.
Exactly, like the universe becomes too expanded because
there's
the
Grinch. That's like, where's the Grinch?
Right.
Where's that?
Okay, is the Grinch real? Like, it's the expanded universe
of Santa Claus going to Whoville?
Yeah, like nothing is canon.
He's traveling through different universes.
Right. Yeah, and so, like, I remember on the Nomad Tracker, it was like this thing that, like, literally, like, you could, like, see what city is Santa in right now? And it would have, like, a bad CGI cartoon of, like, Santa, like, flying. But I was like, yeah, this is fucking real.
By the way, and I just want to say, too, shout out to the Jewish kids. Those they didn't snitch.
They never snitched. They never snitched. And
shout
that's
out
like,
to my Jews.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good on you guys.
Good on you.
Because they could have...
They could have just...
Blown it all.
Taken it all. They could have, like, destroyed it from...
They had power, you know?
Yeah.
From an early age.
I mean, you know, their parents control the media.
They're born with that power.
But, no, it is... That is crazy. That is... I don't know. It's all... It stresses me out thinking about Santa canon.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so I would watch, like, the Nomad Tracker, and they'd have, like, footage, and it would be... Rudolph in the front, and then I would like watch. There's a lot of things that do not include Rudolph.
Yeah.
Before the Rudolph special existed, anything prior to that, any Santa stuff, there's no Rudolph because Rudolph didn't exist yet. And then like you watch Rudolph, and then it's like, okay, so what's up? So is Rudolph real? Okay, Santa's real. Okay, Santa's real, but like, is Rudolph there? Who's
That'd be really funny if you like your kid starts like finding out things are fake, but you're like still like, no, but Rudolph is real.
But Rudolph,
you
is
get
real.
Down to that. Rudolph okay, is real.
Rudolph
he's
is
up there
real.
By himself.
Yeah.
Santa.
Like,
fake.
I don't believe
Rudolph.
In Santa, but I believe in Rudolph.
I still believe in.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I don't have proof that Rudolph is fake yet. Nobody has explicitly told me Rudolph is real, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. I mean, we've talked about a lot of holidays so far. None
it's
of them
all,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're talking.
I'm surprised there's not. I mean, like,
it's a real early Christmas special.
I mean, the Thanksgiving story is made up. Everybody knows that.
What?
But it's not even in a fun
the
way.
Story, you know? Oh, of like.
That's a boring
the Indians
ass story,
and the,
too.
The Native Americans and the pilgrims.
That was never even cool. Like,
no, yeah.
It's just a lie covering up a worse truth. But it's not like nobody's stoked for the pilgrims. Like, oh, you're not a kid. You're just like. Damn, they had a fucking nice, they had a good meal together.
Yeah.
It was good that they,
Yeah, I was not excited. I like the, you know, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, but.
It's also, it's a funny lie too, because it's like basically entirely made up.
Yeah.
They don't really like, they don't even explain why it would be significant.
Yeah.
Just like the Indians and the white people got together and had a nice meal. And as a kid, you're like, okay, well, why wouldn't they do that?
All right.
Why wouldn't they?
Like, right. Yeah, you grow
wait,
up.
Wait, were
like,
we doing horrible things to them or something? Like,
no, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, they just they ate together.
Yeah, it's like, and you like you're like at lunch every day with like your fucking multicultural diverse group of friends.
Yeah,
you're like some white people ate dinner with brown people.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
what is there something I'm missing here? And they're like. Oh, no. No, nothing else.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah. That is a funny period of life.
Yeah.
I think that could be a hole that we all just get too
just
deep
like
on.
Just like getting,
finding out about like.
That period of childhood where everyone's just like lying to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, but it's like it's framed as like magic.
Mm-hmm. Well, like
I'm tired of fake parents.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these fake parents.
I'm gonna switch subjects because I could easily go down a dark hole. But sure. I wanna bring up something. Like, look, we've made statements on this podcast that have been whimsical that have come true.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about things hypothetically that have come into existence.
Into the universe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then there are things that like we'll talk about and like speculate, and then like literally the next week it'll come up in the news.
Sure.
And that happened this week, but in kind of like a sad, reaffirming way. Uh-huh. Let me pull up this news. Basically, what I found out, remember, this was on our last Patreon episode.
Okay.
We were talking about the show 13 Reasons Why.
Yes.
And how it's bad. So a scientific study just came out saying that there was an increase of teen suicide linked to 13 Reasons Why.
Of course. That's what I said.
Yeah.
That show is incredibly irresponsible and it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
If it was irresponsible and like, but it was like, oh, this show slaps, then I'd be like, okay. But no, it's like a bad show and it makes kids kill themselves.
The study basically interviewed a bunch of kids and asked them like if they had seen the show and if they think that they've had like more suicidal thoughts because of watching it.
Yeah.
And I guess it was like overwhelmingly yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, it is of like, course. Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. When did you know what suicide was?
Right.
I didn't know if that was like an option.
Oh, yeah. I definitely did not know until, I for sure didn't know until maybe middle school.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like elementary school, I'm like, you know.
I thought it was like Looney Tunes-esque.
Right.
Like, I thought if anything, like killing yourself would be like attaching yourself to a rocket and shooting it off a cliff.
Right.
Like,
yeah, like Acme. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely can't remember the first time I knew what suicide was. I did. Oh, I've never told you about the first time I found out what being gay is.
Okay.
Have I told you about this?
I think you have, but.
After Toy Story 2.
Okay, tell me anyway.
No,
I mean, it's like, if you said it on the podcast, I want to hear it because it's funny. it's probably worth hearing again.
We were like driving home. We had just seen Toy Story 2.
Already a good setup.
And my friend Joseph, we were in the back and he's like, do you know about being gay? Like, do you know what being gay is? I told this on Kat Cohen's podcast. I don't think I talked about it on here. He was like, do you know what being gay is? And yeah. I'm like, oh, what? And he was like, it's when two boys kiss. And then, like, it sounds like he was, like, about to, like, lean in.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but he was like, it's when, like, two boys kiss. And I, like, had no understanding of, like, you know, the struggle for gay rights or whatever.
Yeah, of
so,
course. No, yeah.
You know, I was just like, ha, 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 what the hell?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
And we were like, we couldn't stop laughing for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Just like that. Because we were, like, we were six. We're like six or seven. Like when you were a child, you're like, yeah, that sounds very funny.
Yeah.
But then, and then my parents were just sort of like, oh, okay, guys. Like, I don't know.
They heard
like,
you going back
the
there.
The whole
didn't
time
jump
we're
in.
Just like, you know, what if this blank, 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 what if it was gay?
Yeah.
And then, you know.
You're not like old enough to, yeah, you need to be taught that properly, you know.
Yeah, that's how I learned is like,
yeah.
Him being like, ha ha.
You I mean, that's also this? The age, like,
have you, here, just, yeah.
You have, like, warped beliefs on everything, you know?
Yeah.
People need to teach you properly. Otherwise, okay, because here's the other, I was mostly laughing there because, like, I was actually thinking about it earlier in the episode.
Yeah.
But there was a funny phenomenon in time of being alive that I could still remember.
Yeah.
Is, like you were talking about learning how you could spell shit.
Yeah.
Like just learning a basic fact, like a bad thing in the world, but it's told to you by a third person. It's always like a kid named Connor or something. Like I remember being taught the word fuck and I remember being taught the middle finger.
Yes.
And like it being a big thing. Cause I was like, I've like probably walked in and was like, mom, I just learned about middle finger.
Yeah.
And she's like, who told you? You know, like,
yeah,
like a dumbass move.
I remember when everyone it wasn't until sixth grade that everybody started cursing.
Yeah, but like some school. I was on my way back from like a bowling alley, and we were in a minivan with like this kid that like my parents, I don't think they liked me hanging around with him.
Yeah.
Which seemed weird at the time.
Yeah.
But now as approaching the status of being a full man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, can you imagine?
Yeah.
That's a, we'll talk about that. You know, I'm like just speculating right now, but like as a parent, like your kid meets some friend in class and you go meet their dad and he's like, I'm just thinking
he's
about
like what? The,
just like a fucking like affliction dad. Like,
oh,
or just
yeah.
like some fucking like,
God,
you
damn.
Know, like
yeah.
he's wearing like a Cookie Monster hat. Like he's like uh-huh. Cookie Monster hat and like, like a Four Loko shirt type of guy.
That'd be rough.
You're just like, ah, dude, I'm not letting you go to this guy's
yeah, like
house.
Monster Energy decal in the truck.
Or worse, you know, just shit. Kind of like yeah. a chaotic dude. He's yeah. wearing like a Famous Stars and Straps belt buckle and yeah. he's like 45.
Yeah.
Like, ah, oh, son, I don't think
you
I
don't
want
your
you.
Kid hanging out.
I don't think I want you hanging around kid. This guy. Mostly because I don't want to talk to him.
You know,
that kid taught me the middle finger.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a kid who, do you remember the TLC show Trading Spaces?
Yes.
This is a show where one house, they'd exchange families' houses and then just redecorate the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid that was like, his family was on Trading Spaces. And like, it was that, like all of those, they always make some like wild decisions
oh,
on
yeah.
that show where it's like a 5-year old that like, they're like, oh, like we heard he loves helicopters. So we, the whole room, the bed is a helicopter now. It's a helicopter bed.
Yeah.
And then like that kid has to be like 12 later or like 13 or whatever. Has to like grow up and be like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
My fucking room is a helicopter.
Yeah.
But that kid, the kid whose house was being traded, the space that was being traded, he was this one kid on the cul-de-sac that like, my parents were like, yeah, you guys should not hang out at that kid's house because there were just like rumors of like, he was the kid who like every time a kid would like come over, he'd be like, haha, let's like get naked.
Oh,
like, he'd
yeah.
be the like playing doctor kid. He'd be the kid that was like, haha, like
I had those
you know.
Kids too.
Yeah. Like the kids that were like molesting each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Fucked up.
I had one of those. It's yeah. like something you only look back on. You thought it was weird at the time, but then you're like,
yeah.
As an adult, you look back and you're like,
oh,
yeah.
Damn. Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We just dove into some dark territory.
Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, like, but it is the funny part of that period of time is like somebody presenting to you like new information, but just like the word fuck.
Yeah.
But they don't really know what it means.
Yeah.
And it's just they're bringing it to you like, do you guys know about the word fuck? They don't have much more than
walking
that.
Walking up to you with like these
no.
like
you, it's a swear word.
They have like manila folders and
yeah.
it's like classified documents. Like, guys, I've come up on some very interesting information. You're going to no, we got to let's go over here.
It's So
fuck.
Apparently it's called yeah. Apparently it's called jacking off. It's when you touch your pee-pee.
Yeah, do you did you kids like tell each other about that? I think
oh, no,
everybody
yeah. I was,
found out
I was
themselves.
I was thinking about this the other day. No. For me, it was like somebody told me what jacking off is. But it's like, you know, they don't really know what it
uh-huh.
is. Like, it's when you touch your pee-pee. And it's like,
wow.
And there's a period of time where like, this is also the period where like, you don't really know what gay is.
Yeah.
But you thought, like, there is a period of time where like, jacking off was like a weirdo thing to do. And it was like,
yeah.
Like,
oh,
like, oh he jacks off.
Yes.
He jacks
oh,
off.
Oh, dude.
No,
I
don't.
Yes.
No,
in high school, even.
Yeah.
Even in high school. You are unearthing trauma
yeah.
for me right now.
Were you accused
there
of jacking
was,
off?
No, I was not accused. It wasn't even an accusation. I was just, there was like a group of like band kids that I hung out with.
That is your first mistake, brother.
First mistake.
Okay.
Huge mistake. Obviously a huge mistake. But I had made some joke at lunch about like, haha, like just like some joke about me jacking off. And then all of them were like, ew, like all of them were like, oh, that's weird. Like all of them. And then the next day they wouldn't sit with me.
Yeah. Little do like, they know you'd make a whole career out of jacking
little did
off.
They know that I would.
That was
become,
like the Brandon Wardell biopic.
Yeah.
That's like the opening scene.
Yeah.
And you go home crying to your mom. Be like, they made fun of me for making a joke about jacking off.
It's okay,
Brandon,
son. Someday.
So you never know. One day maybe they don't know what you'll become one day. Who knows? Maybe one day people will come and see you on stage to talk about jacking off.
Yeah.
Really?
Little did these kids know about my, you know, my future viral tweet, the sheriff of sucking you off. You know?
You come and find them?
Yeah. Yeah, remember guess what, said? Bitch? Yeah, guess what, Megan Doyle?
You know what?
Megan Doyle was the one that shunned me.
Yeah.
She goes to, she was prom queen later. Even like, but she's like ugly.
Oh, an
she
ugly
was like
prom
one of
queen.
Those like one of those like picks where somebody becomes prom queen because of their personality.
Mm.
Even though she was
sounds
ugly.
Like she had a shitty personality.
But exactly in my experience.
Yeah.
But she was nice to everybody else.
Okay.
And then but these kids they shunned me for talking about for making a joke about jacking off. And then the next day I started sitting with kids from the grade above me, mm-hmm. and like first time we hung out. They were all making jokes about jacking off, and I was like, these are my people. I've found my tribe. Your vibe attracts your tribe, and that feels good.
And that was your vibe, masturbating.
Yeah.
I was putting off a real serial masturbator vibe back then. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Also, just the concept of I've had people in high school where, like, the person who's their main personality trait is being the nice person.
Yeah.
Like, and that that's person fucked. Would be mean to me on the low.
Yes.
That's the worst pickle to be in. Because it's like, you can't go and like complain about them. Everybody's like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Like, they're an asshole. Yeah. No, you can't do anything about it. You just have to wait until they have their downfall.
Yes.
And they will, brother. They do. Yeah. What's she doing now?
May the fakes get exposed. I don't know. I should find her. I should find her Facebook.
That's like definitely something we do on this podcast. Yeah, a lot, definitely. Is like think about somebody that was mildly mean to us.
Yeah,
in high
I just
school.
Say fool names of like
you've doxed a couple. That,
I haven't doxed. Well,
luckily,
anyone.
We've done a podcast where we went through your yearbook.
Yeah,
and you're luckily you literally went to school with default characters.
Yeah,
like these people are all named like Jason Miller.
Yeah,
Megan, you know, McDonald.
Right. Just
Sarah
randos.
Stevens. Like,
It was like
they're all fake people. Like literally.
Yeah.
Not even fake friends. They're just like made up people.
Right.
It sounds like you're lying.
Yeah.
So even if you drop one of these people's names, the audience is going to think you're making it up, or they're just going to go on Facebook and search and they're going to find thousands of people that all could have been the person we were in high school who, by the way, I saw these people.
Yeah.
They're all wearing like the most default. They look like extras in commercials.
Yeah.
Like they're just like they're not wearing logos somehow.
Yeah.
Like there's people
Disney
who are
Channel
blank shirts.
Extras. Yeah.
Yeah. They look they're like literally just wearing like a pair of like bootcut jeans and like a red shirt with a
You know how hard it was to be in a star? You know how hard it was to be a star in a room in a school full of extras.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's another line from your biopic.
Damn. Ugh, it's fucking rough, man.
It's like a trailer's like all these pivotal moments that just like ruined you as a person. Do you know what gay is? and also some like made up dramatized scenes where it's like, you gotta check out this site. It's called toonzone.net. All the cartoon people like us, we can go there and we can meet.
And it's just like, you just see like,
you mean
a bunch
there's
of like
more people?
Numbers and like, you know, like green and black text, like, I'm like typing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Biopic. Gonna
okay.
drop,
I like
drop
it.
In a couple of years.
I'll put myself in for director. Actually, oh my God, that'd be nightmarish.
Directing my biopic.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I would like. That would raise my personal suicide rate. To having you over my shoulder, like trying to add, change your character, recast yourself.
Yeah, no, but okay. I know. We're like 2 months into the shoot, but like, let's just make him like. Can we like just make him like slightly hotter?
Yeah, Brandon. Like, this is a scene where you're 14 years old. I can't have sex scenes in the movie.
No, but like,
your character can't fuck Pamela Anderson when you're 14, Brandon. That's like, I'll get in trouble for that. Come on, oh, dude. Yeah, you can't make out with Olivia Munn in this movie. It just didn't happen, Brandon.
Yeah, no, okay. Okay, we do this. Jessica Alba is my high school girlfriend.
No, just the scene where she comes to prom with me. You're the writer.
Oh, boy, baby.
I actually would read that. Oof. I would read that. I would direct the experimental script where you get really drunk and write your own biopic.
Write my own biopic?
That's like all made up.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah. I don't know. You would have to get drunk enough where you could get into like a 14-year-old's mind.
Yeah.
And it's like all the stuff.
Yeah. Got to be
like the certain type of intoxication. Right. I don't know what it would be. Yeah. Maybe some like a dose of laughing gas that doesn't quite knock you out, but you're kind of like floating around.
Yeah.
I would direct that movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to get so high I'm 14.
Where the script is just like, Brandon Wardell walks into prom with Jessica Alba, the movie star. The crowd cheers and they say, Brandon, you're the prom king now. Then they shoot the school bully with a bazooka and take the crown and give it to Brandon.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
The end.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's it for this week, folks.
Gotta catch my flight.
Yep, you gotta catch your flight. Once again, watch, like, and subscribe.
Like
people.
And subscribe.
Watch it.
December 9th, Los Angeles, The Satellite, Brandon Wardell and Friends, Tim Heidecker, Jenna Friedman, Moore, Jamel, obviously, everyone. January 11th, San Francisco, two shows at SF Sketchfest. Look it up, buy the tickets. And watch, like, and subscribe.
Watch, like, and subscribe, folks.
All right.
Got to do it. Sign up for our Patreon. Patreon.com.
Unless this is the Patreon.
This is the main.
Is this the main, brother? Versus the other one?
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know.
Look.
Listen back.
If this is the Patreon, sign up again.
I feel like the first one might have been funnier.
We'll debate this.
But you can figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Bye.